This is Ozarks at Large. Yesterday, Governor Asa Hutchinson and Arkansas Secretary of Health Dr. Jose Romero addressed Arkansas about the virus for the last time before the Thanksgiving holiday. The briefing came on the heels of more high numbers recorded for new cases, for virus-related deaths, and for hospitalizations. Governor Hutchinson used slides to point out that the continued rise in cases of COVID-19 has an extended exponential effect. The increased volume of cases can be a challenge for contact tracers. The governor says the current time frame from collection of the specimen to entry into the Arkansas Department of Health system is about 37 hours or 2.5 days.
So that is 2.5 days to get from the specimen collection to our internal system. And then from entry into the red cap system to a case investigation where a nurse investigator makes the first call, that is the week of October 5th. It was 1 day and 1 hour. In October 26th week, it increased to 1 day and 17 hours. And then the week of November 16th, it had increased to 2 days and 20 hours. You can see a pattern here. That's the time frame in which our cases went up, which caused a clog in the system, which caused a delay in the first case investigation call to the positive case.
Dr. Jose Romero, the state secretary of health, says as Arkansans prepare for Thanksgiving, he's again asking for a shift from many of the usual holiday norms.
Avoid travel. Stay home. Have a nuclear family Thanksgiving. Stay outside if you can. If you're going to have your Thanksgiving at home, try to do it outside where there's air circulation. Keep your contacts brief. That is, don't spend a lot of time up close. Keep your contacts as brief as possible. Avoid the hugging and kissing that we do. Stay apart. Watch your distance. That 6-foot interval between you is very important. That helps cut down on transmission. And wear your mask. Wear your mask at all times during the get-together, except when you're eating food, because that can be a source of transmission. And I know that this holiday is very important. It's part of our culture, but it's also very important that we do this in a safer manner than we have in the past.
Dr. Romero says with this week's news that a third vaccine is exhibiting a high efficacy in preventing infection during tests, there is reason for optimism. But he stresses that the first amount of vaccines will not mean everybody will be able to be vaccinated.
The first of the three vaccines that will be looked at will undergo review on December 10th, and then shortly after that will be reviewed up by the second organization, which is the ACIP, for prioritization and safety. With regard to those vaccines, once they have been approved by both the FDA and the ACIP, they will be shipped to the states. We will receive an allotment. That allotment will not be enough to cover the entire state. It will be the beginning of vaccination of our healthcare providers and high-risk individuals, but again, will not be sufficient for everybody within the state.
Governor Hutchinson says there is one more reason for a small amount of guarded optimism. The state's high number of cases coming from a higher participation of Arkansans seeking tests.
We are testing at a very high level in Arkansas with over 258,000 PCR tests being done to this stage of the month. And so we're far exceeding our goal, and we're not to the end of the month yet. And our antigen tests are the same way. We're doubling our goal. People are used to our antigen test. They like that rapid response, and it's proving very beneficial to have that information.
Finally, Dr. Romero spent just a moment telling Arkansans to use now familiar procedures to not turn Thanksgiving into a holiday that means another sharp rise in cases that could, in the weeks before Christmas, overwhelm the state's medical providers.
I'm sorry I keep saying this over again. Actually, I'm not sorry. I'm very happy to keep saying this over again. You have to watch your distance, wash your hands, and wear your mask everywhere.
You can see the entire briefing at Governor Asa Hutchinson's YouTube channel.